Good morning, everyone. I'm going to speak about a few stuff about different open source multimedia communities. And I'm going to speak about what happened last year, because we're at the beginning of the year, which is why we're talking about 2023. For those who don't know me, I'm the president of the VLAN nonprofit. I'm an active member on a few open source multimedia community. I'm also doing other things outside of the open source multimedia community, but I won't say that because that shouldn't happen. I have also a few companies who are doing open source multimedia consulting. Right. So I was here last year, I guess. Quite a few things happened, mostly about releases on FFmpeg, on David, on VLC, and others. The good thing is, like last year, I came and gave some promises, and we actually did the promises. Well, people did, right? I did nothing, right, except making some slides. So FFmpeg 6.0 was tagged just after FOSDEM last year. It was quite a large release because, like, there was a lot of discussion about, like, what it was, because we are trying to move FFmpeg to a one-year release schedule. So what is a large release and what is not a large release, right? So I started doing stats because, for some reason, no one did stats in the past. And, like, seeing that one release gets 200 people around is quite large. And I mean, not people sending patches, but actually merging them there, because the FFmpeg community still has issues merging all the patches that we receive. Major changes, the beginning of work on multi-threading, mostly on the Muxer side at the beginning, RISC-V optimization, hardware, AV1 decoding, and some work on FFTs, new APIs. Well, see my talk from last year, right? Because that's mostly it, right? A lot of new codecs and filters. And, well, I did the presentation a few days before release. The release happened. It was a big success, I hope. So then the next major release was 6.1. It was a bit difficult to get. We were quite late compared to our initial schedule. Our initial schedule would have been summer. It was more autumn, like October, November. And this one was supposed to be a small release, right? It's not a major release. And yet you still see that there are 150 contributors, and the number of line change is insane. Of course, like, the larger contributor is Anton. You should see his talk from this afternoon. But a ton of work on multi-threading of the FFmpeg CLI. Of course, it's not completely activated in 6.1, right? But still, all the commits went through because Anton knows how to do small commits instead of big, major patch sets, which is easier to review. A lot of things happened on the Vulkan decode acceleration, hardware acceleration, mostly the work from Lin. It's maybe one API to all the new hardware API in the future, right? Yeah, okay, no. It's another one. At least this one is supposed to work cross-platformly. Well, then, like, via API. I did push a lot on FLV Plus and RTMP Plus, which is basically extending RTMP and FLV for new codecs. So if you're not happy, blame me. I was deeply unhappy about all the new stuff which were supposed to replace RTMP, and, like, whether it's called REST, SRT, or Rush, or stuff like that, right? Oh, it's going to be great, yes. But RTMP is here, RTMP is everywhere, RTMP is on devices, and, like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a new standard in 10 years was not really what I liked, also because it never happens, right? See the XKCD about that. So we extended the RTMP to support multi-track audio, multi-channel audio, new codecs, especially so now you can give AV1 and also HDR over RTMP. Is that a good solution? No. Is it a pragmatic solution? Yes. New decoders like RivaTuner, but also vMix, which I quite care about, and quite a few parsers for decoders that are coming afterwards, but they got in 6.1. And the beginning of RISC-V optimization. And for those who care on Linux, there is now an AV1 via API encoder. 7.0. 7.0 is out soon, TM. It's a very large release, probably one of the largest. EVC, For those who don't know, it's a Samsung codec that was standardized by ISO, which is supposedly with less patents than VVC. I say supposedly because, of course, that's not true, right? Because probably Sysvel will do another patent pool around that. The major part is VVC, right? There is it's mostly done by a few people, some in China, some around here. I don't know where Frank is, but and that's probably one of the largest decoder that we've seen in FFmpeg in the last few years, because as you know, AV1 decoder was done in David, mostly for licensing reasons, right? We wanted to an AV1 MIT and BSD license decoder. See the essay of Stallman about why that's okay. And now we have a VVC decoder, right? So it's probably the largest work that we've seen on FFmpeg since HEVC decoder, and it went a lot better. It's still going to be marked as experimental because it's not fast enough, so we don't know exactly the security of that. But that's what's interesting is that around 18,000 lines of code. It doesn't support the whole full VVC, almost. There are a few features missing, so I'm not sure how many will be in 7.0. And also, it's reusing some of the assembly from HEVC, but also some assembly from David, right, so, which is something I did not expect. But we'll talk about that for the next year, I guess, because we'll have a lot of VVC assembly this year into FFmpeg. QoA, more RTMP, more AV1 work, and lately AVIF support is coming. I hope real video will come, because there was a patch on the mailing list. I think it was forgotten. No one cares, but just like it's for old guys like me, like having real video 6 was cool, and I hope Lin can finish XHEAC, else it will go to the next release. Stats. So I did two type of stats, the compared to 6.0 and compared to 6.1, right? So if you look at for a major release, it's 180 contributors, 2,500 file touch, and more than 350,000 lines of code in 1 year. That is huge compared to what we've done for FFmpeg 6, right? It's almost like, well, a good 50% increase. Of course, half of it is from Anton. No, okay, I know. Maybe not. But if you've not seen the talks from Anton this afternoon, or the one from Anton at VDD, you have to, right? But basically, it's much better for everyone, and mostly people who are using directly FFmpeg CLI. And if you want to have any ABR ladder, multiple encodes, multiple protocols, and so on, you don't need to use directly the do a new tool based on the APIs. Of course, a lot of cleanups and API changes because it's a major release. So, of course, a lot of thread safety because else the multi-threading work will not work. A lot of things on ARM assembly, mostly for HEVC, but also for a few others, so good, better speeds. And on the API changes, there is lots of new codecs and profile because of the one that were added. Quite a few things about HDR metadata, IMF headers, and the related channel mapping changes. There is some new things called stream group, which we're going to use for IMF, maybe for enhancement layers like LCEVC or other things like that, some Dolby profile 7, 8, I don't remember, right, but some of those. Lots of discussion about side data, including the new packet side data, some stuff on Direct3D 12, so we can have a Direct3D 12 acceleration. And of course, because it's a new major bump, a lot of deprecations, including the final YUVJ deprecation. Yay, we've only talked about that since 2013. Yeah, so multi-threading, see the talk, right? You have to. So that's mostly it about for FFmpeg. I'm now going to speak a bit about David. So a lot of things happened on David. Whoops. Yep, sorry. A lot of things happened on David in the last year, right? We had like quite a few releases. They look small. They're not. They're a ton of work in February, in May, in September. But what's interesting is that we did basically all the optimization for everything that you care about today, right? So all the Neon is done, all the SSE3 is done, 32-bit, 64-bit. AVX2 is done. We finished by all the intra tools, Z1, Z2, Z3, like really the stuff that, except when you care about image, are very small in terms of runtime. But all of that is done, right? So for normal people, the work on David is done, right? Well, I'm not sure we're normal people. So now there are things happening on AVX 512. Mostly by Henrik, right? So, and the good thing is, a contrario from what people have been saying for a long time, which, oh no, you cannot use AVX 512 to be faster than AVX 2 because of the issue with TDP and the clock changes. It's actually faster, right? And in many cases, and also because now we have other chips which are not done by Intel and are quite competent. You can have AVX 512 without going slowing down the whole CPU, right? So I think it's mostly done for AVX 512 because on AVX 512 we will not do all the coverage of AVX 2 because in some places it's not worth it. But this is some of the things that are happening on the next release, which is happening next week. Martin? Maybe. There is RISC-V that was done by Nathan. So we start the RISC-V port. Mostly the inverse transforms were done. Hopefully more people will help this year. And from nowhere, from China, some people arrived with a long arch support, and they did a ton of things, right? Like a lot of the inverse transform, some loop filter, some loop restoration, and MSAC, right? So that's quite useful, but still it's like a bit more niche than the usual, the normal mainline people, mainline users. Interesting things were done on reducing memory usage because some people, I think Meta complained about that. And it was just like, oh, okay, yeah. One of the problems with memory on David is the way we're doing the frame threading, which is why David is so fast. But like one of the problems is that it can use a bit more memory. So we looked at that and we did some fixes for that. The next release, I don't know when exactly it's out because there is some security issues that are integral overflows and I think are exploitable. So I need to discuss with Chromium people to be sure that they know before I do the release. But that's mostly about it on David. We are looking at David hybrid decoding on GPU, but so far I don't have much to say about that. A bit about VLC, we did quite a number of minor releases VLC this this year, mostly about 3.0, lots of security issues. The last release was 3.0.20 3 months ago, and we've had like a large number of downloads, right? We're seeing 150 million downloads in 3 months, which is around 50 million per month, right? So that's very steady, right? And you know that I care about one release, number of downloads on one release, right? Because you can know, like it can help to have the install base of VLC, right? So the good thing is that we are soon going to beat Firefox in terms of users. Not because we're getting bigger, but because, oops. But yeah, that's interesting is that the number of downloads in VLC is actually increasing in the first months, right? Like in 5 months, we always get around 200 million. Now we are seeing that it's getting a bit more. Usually in 3 months, we have 120 million. This is what we had 2 years ago. So weirdly, it's getting bigger. A lot of those users are, of course, on Windows, right, and macOS, right? What we are seeing is that the number of users on macOS is increasing, which is worrying for me, but, right? VLC4, a lot of work happening on the clock, right? We have lots of difficulties stabilizing the new clock, which is one of the large work on VLC4. And there is cool stuff that we've been doing that are finally out, which is the VLC on Unity and VLC on Unreal, so that you can use basically open source tools directly to output video and real-time video inside 3D engines. And of course, we did some stuff on VLC in the web browser because it's actually working now. But most of the things that happened this year on VLC are related to the Android and iOS versions. I don't talk often about those for them because usually I don't have time, but this time I have. At the same time, we improved quite a bit the Android Auto, which is different from Android Automotive. Well, it's Google, right? Like, they can't find a great naming, then they fuck it up. So Android Auto is like normal, your normal car, and you can basically play with something that is on the phone. So we have like had major stuff on Android Auto, right? So the app is actually usable. It's not done by a few nerds. And at the same time, we had Apple CarPlay, which is not like Apple Car, because that's for 2028. But yeah, so actually now people are using it because it's usable. Most of the people use that for music, of course, and not really for video, because you shouldn't watch video while you drive. Some people are laughing, but you know that now bigger cars have actually screens at the back for the kids to watch directly. Anyway, Android 3.5 and 3.6 of VLC got big jump on foldable, right? So because like we're back in the 90s, now you can have flip phone that you can open, right? Quite popular in the US, weirdly, when we see the stats. No one else cares. Support for Android 12, 13, 14, because, well, they need to justify new things, and of course it's breaking the UI and breaking the permission for absolutely no gain for our their users. But mostly we backported or forward ported, I don't know how you call that, the web server feature that we have on iOS, which is extremely popular, to Android. So you can basically upload files directly through a web browser, because MTP and USB is now completely broken on modern Android versions, because they decided that, yeah, you can't use that anymore. On iOS, a lot of things that were already on the Android version came, right, the other way around. We tried to match them, playback history, also everything like network library features, right? So you can use your Plex or DLNA server or SMB server and still have like continuity, history, and so on, right? External subs, for some reason, Felix added CDG support. Where is Felix? Why? People ask you to add karaoke of CDG?
Yes.
Who are they? Why? Okay, sure. MKA. Oh, but the last thing interesting is we have now support for Vision OS. So if you have 300,000 euros, you can buy one, right? And so it seems that Apple has no idea why would we have support for Vision OS, right? The SDK is completely broken, nothing works, but you can run VLC on it and watch your favorite movies directly on Vision OS. Yeah, now I'm just going to speak a bit more about the community. We did great VDD in Dublin, thanks to Anil and Vibhuti. We did, as usual, crazy stuff at night in Dublin. People thought we were crazy. We are. But it was like quite a good VDD. A lot of VLC and FFmpeg files were here, so that was pretty cool. But it's important because like our communities are sometimes a bit difficult. And so on Videoland, we organized VDD 2023. It was important because like the last things were that we didn't do enough VDDs because of COVID. And so we did some elections. We have a lot of things that we're going to change in the nonprofit, mostly on the infrastructure work. We need to buy new servers and redo most of our infrastructure because our new servers are now 10 years old. We did a NAB booth, which was completely insane with our big Julien. It was quite fun. On the other side, on FFmpeg organization, there were lots of discussion about the community management. One of the reasons is that when we decided the General Assembly elections, and it was not precise enough the way we would update the list of members. So there was a lot of discussion. But like the problem is, how do you rebootstrap based on something that is not correctly well done, right? We should have used Lydia earlier to have like good organization. But anyway, this is fixed, right? As part of this year, right? So we now have a good general assembly, and so we managed to re-elect TCs, and which is technical committee and community committees, so that we will be able to fix our discussions, at least decide on them. And also, like, we've been doing a FFmpeg technical meeting. The last one was at VDD. We did offer one in June in Barcelona. Was it the year before? I don't remember. And one at FOSDEM, right? So trying to do what we've been doing on VLC, which helped a lot, also on the FFmpeg part. Last part is just like, and that's for a lot of people watching, not too many people in the room, but like, the FFmpeg community needs more support, more corporate support, more money, right? It's now like a core infrastructure project, and it's one of the only one that is not supported by Linux Foundation and CNCF and all those people who have a lot of money. So the only two companies who are actually giving, like really supporting, are YouTube and Meta. But the other one is very difficult to get any cent, because like some of the big GPU chip providers are very poor when I ask them. I would suggest that if you have time, look at the talks from Kiran at DMUX, where he explained all those issues, but like we really need help on all those things. And I think that's it. Thank you, everyone. And because for once I'm not rushing, I even have time for questions. No questions? Yeah?
I want to ask about the LPS
version of FFmpeg. So in theory, okay, so the question was, and someone asked the question to Anton before, and I think Anton skipped the answer.
Yeah, I didn't answer the LPS part because I forgot, sorry.
Yeah. You forgot, or you did not like the question?
No,
if we follow the plans, 7.1, which will be at the end of this year, will be LTS. That's at least supposedly the plan. Are we going to match our plan? Yeah, I think so. Huh? The plan is to have 7.5, 7.9 as LTS. And so 7.1 as LTS. Yeah, Ringo.
Is there a target date for 4.0 VLC?
No. 2027? That's a target. Other questions? Yes. Yeah. So Unity is a piece of shit company. They are using open source tooling, and they're based at the beginning, they were completely based out of the work on C# on Linux, right? So it's basically a C# store. They're using a ton of open source libraries, but including LGPL and GPL libraries in their tooling and so on. But if you do extensions on the store, right, what like we're doing, they now refuse open source. And not just GPL or GPL v3, right, like Apple or Microsoft, like just LGPL completely off, right?